From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is Day 10 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Good morning and welcome to Day 10 of the Red Letter Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and it's great to be with you this morning. Today's text is not that much fun to talk about, nor is it that much fun to think about. In our reading, we read from Matthew 6, "And when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face." These are Jesus' instructions to the disciples that when they fasted, which they did in ancient biblical times much more than we do now, they shouldn't do so in order to get the attention of other people. They should do so as an observance to draw them closer to God. They oftentimes fasted and as a means of preparation for significant religious holidays and celebrations, as a way of emptying themselves and drawing closer to God. Today, we might think of fasting like a diet and something that we're giving up in the hopes of gaining something else. But as I've thought about fasting, one thing that comes to mind is intermittent fasting. They use that as a diet where you don't eat for 16 hours and then you consume all your meals in 8 and then intermittently fast for another 16 as a means of losing weight and trying to get healthy. Unfortunately, if during those 8 hours you consume as many calories as you would in 24, you really haven't given up anything. You've just decrease the amount of time when you've consumed the calories. You've had to be diligent and focused during that time. I think a better analogy for fasting would be a cleanse. Now, I've never done a cleanse, obviously, but if you think about a juice cleanse, cleanses are something that is done to remove toxins and to cleanse or to make, you know, your body remove the things that are not good for you out of your body. And I think that's what fasting is intended to do, to remove the things that distract in order that you might focus on the things that are important, the things that are better for you, the things that are more healthy for you. Throughout Lent, I know some of us give things up as a fast, and the purpose of that is to invite us to draw closer, or not be distracted, so that we can focus more on God during this time. And at its best, that's what it does. My Lenten fast this year didn't start out so well. I intended to give up sweets, and I gotta confess, before noon on Ash Wednesday, I was eating a donut. Now, I'm trying not to beat myself up too much about that, and I'm trying to be good about refraining or at least reducing the amount of sweets that I eat. But in reality, my Lenten practice this year has been to record 40 of these videos to share with you throughout the season of Lent. And I'm quite surprised and pleased to report at this 10th video, we're a quarter of the way through. And in a surprising way, it's been a blessing to me. And I hope it's been a blessing to you. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow on day 11 of the Red Letter Challenge.